From the castle at Kenyon Wanamingo High School tonight, we've got Section 1 Class A volleyball. Two teams in the Gopher Conference, traditional rivals, going at it tonight. The Cardinals of Faribault Bethlehem Academy have made the not-so-long bus trip over here to Kenyon to tangle with the Knights. The Knights, one of the top state-ranked teams in the state of Minnesota. They are the number 3 seed in this section. They have a record of a 22-4, if I remember correctly, and just picking up their 10th win on Monday night was Bethlehem Academy in the opening round for them in this tournament. This is the opening round in this tournament for Kenyon Wanamingo. So for all intents and purposes, Bethlehem Academy had to do a play-in game to get to this contest. Now, I know the high school league doesn't want you to call it that, but technically that's what it is. And believe me, the Knights don't, the Cardinals don't really care. They know they won the match. They picked up their 10th win of the year. They know they're taking on a team that just a couple weeks ago swept them here in the same facility. So they can come in here, the Cardinals, as loose as can be. They've got nothing to lose. They're not expected to win this. The target is firmly on the back of the number 3 seed, Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Three other teams that are in the state rankings are in this section. That's right, 4 teams out of this section are among the best teams in the state of Minnesota. Mabel Canton, Fillmore Central. Fillmore Central is the number 1 seed. Mabel Canton is the number 2 seed. Well, they do have the bracket on the back of the program here. Kenyon Wanamingo is the 3 seed. And Eldon Conger is the number 4 seed. So it'll be interesting to see who continues to move on in this tournament. Spring Grove always has good traditional volleyball. The Wabashaw-Kellogg Falcons back in the day were the powerhouse in this section. It's been a while since that happened, right? It's been a while, but they still have that great tradition. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, when they win tonight, would pick up their 20th win of the season. And I always say, if you have a 20-win season in volleyball, you've had a very, very good year. Our coverage tonight is a service of our new KDHL All-Prep Sports Boosters. Also, we have alongside Todd DiGiuri, downtown Kenyon. He's a prep sports booster, but he jumped on board and said, we want to do a little bit more for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights tonight. Arley's Auto Salvage in Faribault, Specialty Personnel Services, Faribault Transportation. Those are just a few, and you'll hear from the others throughout our broadcast tonight, including J. Moles Bowl in Faribault, where you always strike a great meal. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency, Bethlehem Academy, wants to, of course, support their girls here in Kenyon. And that's awesome. Fairway Meat and Grocery has stores in Faribault and in Owatonna. The Security State Bank of Kenyon, where they say personal service, it's our style, will bring you our between set reports. They're heading to the final rotation of warm-ups, serving. We'll be back at the castle in just a moment.
Looking for raw power and rugged performance? Look no further than Coyote. These tractors don't quit, and neither should you. From sunrise to sundown, Coyote keeps you moving. Built tough, priced right, and ready for action. That's the Coyote way. So gear up and get to your local Coyote dealer today. Stop in and check out the full line at your local Coyote dealer, Northland Farm Systems, 2250 Austin Road in Owatonna, online at northlandfarmsystems.com.
Fall Golf Fun is heating up at Inside Swing in Owatonna. Sign up now for their two-person Fun Fall Scramble League. 8 weeks, 8 iconic courses, October 27th through December 21st. With multiple flights, handicap scoring, cash prizes, giveaways, and flexible scheduling, it's the perfect way to keep your swing sharp all season long. Enjoy it all in their virtual clubhouse featuring indoor golf, sit-down dining, and a fully stocked bar. Register today at InsideSwingGolf.com.
At Community Resource Bank, they're more than just a place to manage your money. They're your neighbors, your supporters, your financial partners. Whether you're starting fresh or planning ahead, the team at Community Resource Bank is ready to help with banking that fits your life. Stop in, say hi, and see why more people are choosing Community Resource Bank. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Well, they're getting warmed up right now. It's the Cardinals who are doing their serving. And then the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights will practice their serving over the net. And then we'll be ready for the introduction of the teams and the starting lineups for tonight's Section 1 Class A volleyball
Hey,
match.
Ken Herbeck here. You want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, they'll show you the full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits your home and budget, because everyone can use a little more comfort. Turn to your local Carrier experts, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, today.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Faribault is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall is tailgating time. Have you planned your tailgate menu yet? Fairway has all of your game day party favorites with USDA choice steaks, fresh produce, snacks, and meat and cheese trays. Fairway meets all your game day needs. Shop online for curbside pickup or grab the weekly ad when you shop the store. Fairway Meat and Grocery, located in Faribault, is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of your grocery needs.
Finding health insurance can be stressful. Beth Fanning Hange of Fanning & Associates has 35 years of experience helping people just like you. And she does this by getting to know you. Beth meets with all her clients in person. If sitting on hold and trusting your personal information to strangers isn't for you, give Beth a call and she'll find the best option for your needs from multiple providers. Or if you just want to find out if you're currently paying too much, call Beth at Fanning & Associates in downtown Dodge Center. A consultation doesn't cost a thing.
The noise you hear in the background is the band. The Pep Band is here. They're rocking and they're rolling. Well, they're looking pretty excited to be here tonight, as the Knights are concluding their warm-ups. And because we have a band, I thought we might keep it here for the national anthem, because we don't always have that honor. But I don't know when they're going to strike it up. And I'd like to get a few more messages in before we get started. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
You train hard. You play harder. Now it's time to level up. The Minnesota Air National Guard isn't just a part-time job. It's a launch pad. Get elite training, real-world experience, and college paid for while staying close to home. You've got the drive. We've got the mission. Call 1-800-835-3764. Your future doesn't wait. Neither do we.
J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault, is the place to go for the best food and fun around. Get signed up for bowling leagues now. It's not only a great time, but provides good exercise. The whole family can participate, from the very young to the very old. It's a super place to have a kids or adult party, with various packages available. The food is really good, too. J-Mo's has awesome ribs, the juiciest burgers, a 10-ounce steak that will satisfy your hunger pangs. Get gift cards to use for bowling accessories, or meals at J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault, where you always strike a great meal.
Halloween deals are at Cashwise Foods. Sink your fangs into Greater Omaha's 81% lean ground beef for $4.99 a pound, or Samson's seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound. Don't miss our two-day sale Friday and Saturday. Spooktacular deals like buy one, get one free Hillshire Farm Little Smokies and raspberries, two for $4. Plus, Cashwise has all the candy, party supplies, and wickedly fresh ingredients for a spooky good time. Cashwise, your Halloween fun starts here. Cashwise Foods.
Thank you. Lineups tonight for the Knights. Kendall Johnson is their setter. Molly Quam, Audrey Haugen, Sam Boyum, Addie Lindell, Emily Jarvis, Anna Ostertag hit the floor. And for the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy, Michaela Dienst, Leah Hacker, Madeline Usel, Briley Becker, Sarah Tobin, Chloe Gerald. Becker's getting ready to check in. And sitting down is Peyton Eckert, the senior, the other one that was announced as a starter, but they only get to stand on the floor, and then the libero comes in for them. I still do not understand that rule. Cardinals right to left, Knights left to right on your radio dial. Knights in their white tops with red trim. The libero Jarvis is in black with white numerals. The Cardinals will start the serve. Deans will start the serve. Becker's their libero. She's in white with red numerals. The remainder of the team in black and red. The first serve is out. Not the way they want to start. 1-0 Kenyon Wanamingo on the hitting error. Kendall Johnson for the Knights. Left to right on your radio dial. Karate chops it over. Becker bumps it up. The back set is hit over the double block in the back row. Quam is there. The back set goes to Lindell. She hammers it, but it's blocked out of bounds by Sarah Tobin. So it'll be a kill for Lindell. 2-0 Knights. Change up on the serve. Tobin received, gets it back, and it's side out Cardinals on the kill. As the Knights couldn't pick it up off the blocker. Briley Becker to serve. Her team down 2-1. Received by Jarvis. Perfect pass. The set and a hammer by Haugen. Tattooed the ball so hard they couldn't even react to it. It's 3-1. Serving is Jacobson and an errant pass is not saved. So Eva gets, in my book, an ace. Reception is made by Dienst. They get it back on the court. Gerald just passes it over. Now at the center of the net, Haugen gets it. In the back row, it's Uzel, and Tobin gets stuffed by Haugen. Haugen on the block kill. 5-1, Kenyon Wanamingo right out of the gate. Jacobson serves. Looked like a sinker. It's just passed over. Jarvis comes up with it, and they're going to have a double hit called on the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Or no, I'm sorry, they called it on the Cardinals. Double hits on the Cardinals, so it's 6-1. In the hammer on the serve. Tobin's going to go back to the back row. Uzel hits it. Jarvis is there. Johnson's going to push to the corner. Flip it over. Now it's passed over again by Gerald Johnson with a quick set. It's an easy point for Haugen. Easy point for Haugen. Her third kill already, and it's 7-1, Kenyon Wanamingo. Jacobson continues to serve. Uzel receives. Going outside left. It's angled that time by Eckhart. The set goes back to Quam, and she just tattoos it and knocks Uzel literally on her derriere. Kenyon Wanamingo has come out here looking focused. They have not had any errors, and they lead 8-1 in the first set. They look like they are in prime.
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd G. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todgy gifts.
Harley's Auto Salvage has been in business over a half century, serving people through their like magic nationwide parts locator. New and used auto parts. Check out their large supply of new and used tires. 30-day warranty on electronics, 60-day warranty on all motors and transmissions with extended warranties available.
Cody here with Harley's Auto Salvage. Haven't been here in a while? Stop in and check out our drive-through recycling building. You can recycle your aluminum cans, copper, brass, and metal. And of course, we're always here to help you get that newer used auto part. Harley's Auto Salvage.
Now we're in midpoint here as the Knights have it. There's a quick set again, and Haugen didn't get it down. Becker passes it over off a double reflection. There's a back set, and Lindell hits it. It was touched, so Lindell gets the kill. It's called out, but it was off a touch by the Cardinals. And the officials say it's 9-1 Kenyon Wanamingo. Jacobson continues her torrid serving. Ball's popped up by Deans. A bump set and a push into the net by Uzel. And the Cardinals, after their timeout, are still befuddled. 10-1 Knights. Jacobson, this low toss. Reception, Deans. No, it's an ace. The Knights are clicking on all cylinders. There's nothing like a hit. You'll always be a hit when you get your gifts at Todd G. Jewelry, downtown Kenyon. You don't want just any diamond. You want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. As Jacobson just had a service error. A little too aggressive on that one. 11-2 coming in to serve is going to be for the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy. Line drive serve, two is received. There's a quick set. Haugen partially blocked. Deans tries to get it up to the front row, and they're going to call in the net on the Knights. So back-to-back errors by the Knights make it 11-3. Gabby Pavic is serving here. She's a junior. So Pavic serving. Receptions made by Jarvis. Perfect pass back set to Quam, who gets the ball back. Just hammers it into the double block, and it can't come back over. Her second kill of the night. 12-3 is our score. We're in the first set in the castle. Haugen serving. Receptions made by Tobin. There's a back set by Deans, back to Tobin. Down the line. Goes to the back row. Just inside the attack line. A hammer by Quam. On the third hit, they Uzel in scramble mode, gets it over for the Cardinals. Back set to Lindell. Angle. Dienst is right there. Popped up by Pavic. Dienst punches it over. Racing to her right was Haugen. Johnson gets it over to Quam, just inside the attack line. Becker, now the hit by Tobin for the kill. Sarah Tobin picks up her second kill of the night. It's 12-4, Kenyon-Wanamingo here in the first set. Gordy Kosfeld here at the KDHL Sports Microphone from the castle at Kenyon-Wanamingo High School. Sarah Tobin, the junior, serving. Reception is made. The perfect pass, the set, Haugen. Tobin is there. It's flipped over by Uzel. Right there is Jacobson. Now Tobin gets it to Uzel. Bump sets it right. It's angled. Picked up by the Knights. Flipped over by Quam. Tobin's going to set it outside left. Punching it on the angle was Dienst. That time Jarvis picked it up outside left. Quam tries to whap it down the line. And boy, that takes near perfection. And she has it go out. That's why you see so many angle hits in volleyball. 12-5 is our score. Kenyon-Wanamingo leads. Tobin is serving. Quam received. There's a two-hand pushover. Deans comes up with it. Tobin quick sets it. It's tried to put down by Uzel. Jarvis is there. Back set by Johnson. Lindell crushes it between two back row players. Becker dove but couldn't come up with it. It's Addie's third kill of the night. 13-5. Kenyon-Wanamingo here in the first set. Now coming in to serve is Madden Alexander. She's a sophomore. Jump serves. Oh, my, that might have been out. They went after it anyway. Jarvis hits it off the curtain, and it's out. Or I should say Becker did that. She's the libero for the Cardinals. It's 14-5, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Back set. There's an angle. It's good for Claire Olson. The sophomore picks up her first kill of the night. 15-5. Knights are running away with this one. Eckhart jump serve. Puts that side English on it. It's popped up by Uzel behind her. Comes back to Uzel. She'll just pass it over the net. That's a free ball. Quick set. Put down by Boyum. Sam Boyum picks up the kill. Five different players have a kill for Kenyon-Wanamingo, and they're up 16-5. Three of the five players have more than one kill. The Knights have just two, or the Cardinals, I should say, have just two kills. Uzel receives serve. Set goes outside left. Dienst angles it. It's popped up off the Raptors, and they almost get it back on the court. Not quite, but almost. To 16-6. Kenyon-Wanamingo leads as Maggie Edo comes in off three aces on Monday night, and she tried to change up and hit it into the net. So it's 17-6, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Quam, two-hand toss-up, jump serve, received by Jarvis. Or excuse me, by Becker. Mixing up my liberos. Dienst back bumps it over the net. Eckert quick sets it. It's blocked by Dienst on the hit by Olsen. But the Knights still get it over. Quam does. There's a two-hand push off the blocker. Jarvis gets it to Eckhart. Now standing up, Ostertag hammers it. And Uzel thought she had the block, and I guess she does. A 10-point lead in volleyball is huge. But with rally scoring, it can be made up rapidly if the other team helps you with some errors. Uzel, the senior, serving for Bethlehem Academy, and it's going to be out. They're not helping themselves. They have two service errors in this set. 18-7, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Jarvis, the libero in black for Kenyon-Wanamingo. Perfect pass. Little flip over with left hand by Hacker. That's all she could do on that set. Cross court, they go with it. And Ostertag hits the kill. Just a one-handed whap over. Knights. Reception by Tobin in the back row. Deans gets it back to the middle of the court. Gerald just gets it over. That's a free ball. Jarvis is going to bump out to Ostertag. He mistimes her jump and hits it into the net. Just the fifth error of the night for the Knights. That means five of the 8 points for the Cardinals are errors by the Knights. Deans is serving. Oh, my. That looked like it's headed out. Jarvis picks it up anyway. Ostertag. Now it comes back over Jarvis. The set goes outside to Ostertag. She'll go down the line and gets it in, and good for the kill. Looked like she was going to go angle, and she whapped it right down the line, and Deans couldn't get her arms up quick enough. So Johnson, Kendall Johnson, will be serving here, the junior. From behind the center portion of the service line, reception by Tobin. Deans back to Tobin. She'll angle it. Jarvis is there. It's going to come over, but out of bounds. So Tobin picks up her third kill of the night. It's 20-9. You're not going to come back and win this one, probably, but you got to get some momentum for the second set if you're the Cardinals. Quam receives. Back set right. It's hit down the line and in again by Ostertag, only on the other side of the net. She went down the left line, if you're looking from Kenyon Wanamingo, left to right on your radio dial, and down the right line that time. 21-9. Jacobson into serve. She was on a tear to pull him up front earlier. The set is hit off the tape by Eckhart. And we got a timeout taken by the Cardinals, 22-9. Kenyon Wanamingo running away with set number one in the castle at Kenyon Wanamingo High School, Section 1, Class A Volleyball on
Specialty KDHL. Personnel Services can solve both sides of work-related problems. For employees, they can put you to work in a short period of time with employers that are in need of your skills. For you employers, Specialty Personnel Services has a list of potential employees that have the skill set to excel on your company's team. Don't waste time chasing want ads. Let the professionals work for you. They do specializing in construction and manufacturing jobs. Specialty Personnel Services in Owatonna. Call 451-5773 in Austin, 433-5577.
Minnesota Coaches Incorporated is proud to transport teams, athletes, cheerleaders, and coaches, getting you to the game all season long. Since the 1930s, they've been your trusted full-service charter planner, serving local communities with safe, reliable travel. From private charters and school trips to tour groups, sports teams, and church outings, they've got you covered. Minnesota Coaches Incorporated, full-service travel with peace of mind. Visit MinnesotaCoaches.com or call 507-334-5121 today.
Now we just saw a service error by Eva Jacobson. And it's 22-10, Kenyon Wanamingo. Pavic is in to serve for the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy. Step forward, hammer, popped up in the back row by Jacobson. Popped up in the air to Lindell. She'll do a tip. That's rare by her. Coming up is Pavic to get to that. And then crushing it is Haugen. Two Cardinals end up on their derrieres trying to pick up the ball. That's her fourth kill of this first set. It's 23-10. Audrey Haugen serving. The senior hammers it. There's a set outside right, and Tobin hits it in the net. The eighth error by the Cardinals, and they have 10 points. It's 24-10. We're at set point for Kenyon Wanamingo. Received by Becker. Outside left, they go to Uzel. She's blocked, kept alive by Pavic. They go the other side. Tobin hits it. Wasn't quite fast enough. Lindell's going to angle it. Pavic's going to set it to Deans. She's just going to push it over the net. Popped up by Lindell. Quick sell. There's miscommunication by the Knights. I thought they were going to quick set it, and they ended up going farther than that. And I think the other teammates thought they were going to quick set it, too. It ends up in a set error is what I'm going to mark in my book. It's the second set point for Kenyon Wanamingo. Tobin serving. Johnson's going to set it outside to Quam. It's touched and out of bounds. And it's 25-11. Kenyon Wanamingo runs away with the first set as Quam picks up her third kill of the night to put it away the first set in the books, a runaway for Kenyon Wanamingo, 25-11. We'll have your second set in just 90 seconds.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo. Bethlehem Academy in Faribault has made a difference in the lives of students since 1865. An authentically Catholic 6 through 12 Dominican prep school, Bethlehem Academy's long tradition of excellence empowers students to achieve personal, spiritual, and academic excellence. Generations of Bethlehem Academy graduates have grown in the Dominican pillars of prayer, study, community, and service. Be who God meant you to be at Bethlehem Academy. Find out more at bacards.org.
Well, my unofficial tally had just four kills in that set for the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy and 14 of them for Kenyon Wanamingo. The Knights had six errors and the Cardinals had nine errors in the set. Final was 25-11. I credited two aces to the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. No aces for the Bethlehem Academy Cardinals. Knights had two service errors. Cardinals had two service errors. But you're not scoring a lot. You don't get a lot of opportunities to serve. Our between set stats are a service of the folks who can really help you with your numbers at the Security State Bank of Kenyon, where they say personal service, it's our style. Set number two here in the castle. My opinion, a must-win set here for the Cardinals if they have any hopes of knocking off, upsetting the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Knights really looked good early on in this set. Boy, oh boy, they were clicking on all cylinders. They didn't maintain that throughout the set. Like I said, ending up with the six errors isn't all that bad. I seem to recall legendary coach Franz Bolter saying if his team kept their errors under seven in a set, he was happy. So Uzel comes in for Eckhart for the Cardinals, right to left on your radio dial. Kendall Johnson, the junior center, will first serve for Kenyon Wanamingo, left to right. Quam in the back row with her, along with Jarvis up front, Lindell, Ostertag, and Haugen. The set to the center is hit up in the air. Haugen keeps it alive. It comes over to Ostertag. She tried to do a ballerina tip, and it ends up being too many hits. So an error to start this set, just like an error started the last set for the Cardinals. 1-0, Bethlehem Academy's first lead of the night. Deanst is serving, reception Jarvis. Johnson saves it from being an overpass, and Haugen crushes it off the Gerald arms. It stays on the Cardinals' side. Haugen with a kill. Her fifth of the night. We're tied at one. Jacobson comes in to serve. She went on a tear in the first set. Her serve is received by Tobin. Deanst going back to Tobin. Outside left, Lindell crushed it. Nice pushback from the attack line, but the Knights pick it up. Jacobson in the back row, popped up outside left. It's too close to tape. Somehow Tobin gets it over. The set goes outside to Quam. She gathers herself, hammers it. It's blocked by Gerald. Now the set by Uzo goes outside right to Hacker down the line. Jarvis pops it up. They go outside on the angle kill. It's Quam. Uzo chasing it down as Deanst. It's back bumped over by Gerald. Now Jacobson gets it outside left. Lindell hammers it. Deanst gets it, and Tobin tries to out-tip the Knights. Does so, but the Knights still get it over. Now a flip by Gerald, popped up by Johnson. They're going to back bump it to Quam. Uzel at the attack line as Gerald pass it over. Johnson's going to quick set it. Haugen is partially blocked. Uzel keeps it alive. Deanst is going to back set it. Hacker is going to hit it very long. And Wow, they called for a tip. They called a tip. Boy, I thought that ball looked like it was kind of rainbowed. Wow. So it ends up in a point for Hacker, the kill. 2-1, Kenya Wanamingo on that very long point. The set goes to Lindell. She tried to again tip it. That's not normal for her. It's popped up by Dean, saved by Tobin from going in the net, but not able to chase it down and falling down, nearly doing a head plant on the floor was Usel. Talk about going after the ball. The official says, are you okay? Two apiece here in the castle at Kenyon Wanamingo High School. A must-win set for the Cardinals. They got blown away in the first set. Serving is Haugen, picked up by Becker, passed over by Usel. Haugen on the back line picks that one up. There's a quick set. There's a tip. Ball's popped up. They go outside left to Tobin. She'll slice it down the line. Quam's quick enough to get to it. They go to the back row, and it's hit into the net by Haugen from the back row. Three to two, Kenyon Wanamingo trails here in the second set. Cardinals with their first leads of the night. As a jump serve is picked up in the back row by Jacobson. Johnson goes outside left. Oh, my. Lindell. That's the Lindell we usually see. Just absolutely tomahawks the ball. I mean, crushes it. Her fourth kill of the night. We're tied at three. Serving is Alexander. Jump serve is received by Becker. Trying to save it, and doing so as Usel. Tobin comes up, nearly got the kill. Gets passed over in scramble mode by the Knights. There's a quick set. Tobin hits it to the back row. Popped up outside left. Quam angles it. Right there are the Cardinals. Usel's going to go down the line, and it's called in. Usel hit it right down the left field line. There was nobody down there. That's where you wanted to hit it. Well, boy, that looked awfully close. That must have been right on the line. 4-3. Kenyon Wanamingo and Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy, Section 1A volleyball. And we have a service error by the Cardinals. We're tied at four. Quam, you can tell she's played a lot of volleyball. That baby was very close, and she was on the very back line. It says, if that's going to sail over my head, it's going to be out, and it sailed over her head. She ducked, and obviously it was out. There's a back set inside the attack line, crushed. Becker's to the task. They pass it over. Musel does. There's a dump, and it's going to be unsuccessful as Becker scrambles it over. At the center of the net, Haugen, or rather Boyum, gets blocked. And the Cardinals get the ball back. They look like they've got renewed interest in this one. 5-4, Bethlehem Academy leads. As Amber Brown comes in to serve, there's a set outside left. Oscar Tag, not really a fancy hit, just to get me over hit, and the Cardinals couldn't come up with it. So Anna picks up her fourth kill of the night. And we're sitting at a 5-all tie here in the second set. Serving is Jarvis, little barrel for Kenyon Wanamingo. An overpass that Haugen knows what to do with. Buries the ball by retouching, redirecting. 6-5, Kenyon Wanamingo back on top. There's an overpass by Becker. Comes back, she hits it, but not accurately. Haugen already with seven kills on the night. 7-5, Kenyon Wanamingo. Receptions made by Hacker for Cardinals. Back to Hacker. She'll angle it. Is blocked. Kept alive. Tobin back sets it. Usel hits it over and gets the kill. Her third of the night. It's 7-6. Kenyon Wanamingo leads. They ran away with the first set. And I mean ran away. 25-11. Usel is serving. Reception in the back row. The set goes to the center. And a kill by Haugen. They had nobody at the net to block her. She had free reign, could pick her spot. 8-6 is our score. Johnson will now serve behind the center portion of the service line. Left to right on your radio dial. Flat-footed reception made by Becker. Deans quick sets it. Hacker hits it over. Lindell keeps it alive. Popped out by Johnson to Ostertag. And the angle, it's good. Hit it right to the attack line. She's been very efficient tonight. 5 kills and only 1 hitting error. 9-6 is our score. Kenyon Wanamingo trying to get a stranglehold in this match. They win this, they'll be up 2 sets, only have to win 1 more. Set goes to the back row. Tobin handles it good. Hit it hard enough with enough pace on it that even the lightning quick Molly Quam couldn't come up with that one. 5th kill of the night for Tobin. Deans from the right corner, the sophomore. A little bit of a change up, and we got a whistle blow. And I think they just called the Cardinals out of rotation. So it's 9-8. Kenyon Wanamingo. Deans serves. Very deep, picked up by Jarvis. The set goes cross court. Ostertag's blocked by Tobin. We're tied at 9. From the right corner, change up. It's an overpass, and then the Cardinals haven't made them pay, and they're not going to either. They got out-tipped at the net. Hogan gets another kill. That's got to drive the BA coaches crazy when you get an overpass and you don't make the other team pay. 10-9. Kenyon Wanamingo lead. Back set Hacker, a little shot there. It's pushed over by Johnson. Becker with a perfect pass. Deans goes outside to Tobin. She'll whap it. It's blocked by Lindell. And there's a dump attempt by Deans. It flipped over by Quam on the move. Deans back pedals, gets it to the center. It's hit over by Gerald by the Cardinals. Popped up by Jarvis. Lindell hammers it. Comes back over by Deans. It's an overpass there by Jarvis. Tobin picked up. Now it's hit from the back row. Ecker on the angle kill. They go over to Quam. And Brecker picks that up. Then Tobin gets blocked. Deans gets a paw on it. Becker gets it to the attack line. It's passed over. Johnson's going to quick set it. Haugen puts it away. Terminating her 6th kill of this set is Haugen, and it's 11-9. Kenyon Wanamingo. There's some ladies here that are picking up some hammer jobs. Receptions received by Becker. Set goes outside left to Tobin. She'll slice it for the kill. A little off-pace hit by Sarah Tobin. Her 6th kill of the night. It's 11-10. Kenyon Wanamingo. Becker is serving the senior libero for the Cardinals. There's Lindell on the hammer. Picked up by Deanst. Uzo goes to Tobin. She'll whap it over. Johnson's there. Bump set outside to Quam from Jarvis. It was blocked by Gerald. Kept alive by the... And Lindell, just a soft get-me-over hit, gets the kill. And you normally see that girl just absolutely crush it. And she just kind of took a little off her swing, and it threw the opposition off. They were picking up some of her smoke jobs. Receptions made in the back row by Becker. Balls popped up by Tobin from the back row. Usel hits it in the net. Okay. 13-10. Biggest lead of this set for Kenyon Wanamingo, who ran away with the first set 25-11. Reception popped up by Deans. Usel goes cross court. Just a back bump over, get me over by Tobin, and they're going to end up with a point out of the deal. 13-11, Kenyon Wanamingo here in set number 2. Coming in to serve is Bella Kugler. There's a set to Lindell. That's her typical crush job. Kugler's a junior, by the way. She's got a quick hammer. I told her tonight, if you attack the basketball like you attack a volleyball, nobody would want to vie for a rebound on the floor. And she goes, it's not my sport. The set goes outside left. It's blocked. Quam gets blocked by Tobin. Also there is Eckert. Well, I tell you, Tobin's been up and down that net, 14-12. As Tobin serves it in the back row, Jarvis tries to get it in the front. It's not a good pass at all. Tobin will get an ace. 14-13. Cardinals do not want to lose this set. Tobin is serving, the junior for the Cardinals. Bethlehem Academy, right to left on your radio dial. Reception is made. There's a jump set, and it's hit out by Boyum. And we're tied at 14 here in set number two. Again, Tobin. Karate chops it over. Jarvis, the attack line. Outside, Alexander gets it to Olsen. Set goes outside left. Dean stangles it, and it's good for another kill. Much more offense this set than they had the last set. 15-14, Cardinals lead here in set number two. They have four more points than they had all of last set. Back bumping over is Boyum. The ball set goes just inside the attack line, and it's good by Deans. Cardinals are doing a nice job of surveying the court, looking for holes and attacking the holes. That's what volleyball is all about. 16-14, Bethlehem Academy has the lead. Siri Quam, the head coach of the night, says, I need a timeout. We'll be back after these words.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Owatonna is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall means tailgating time. Are you ready for your game day party? From USDA choice steaks and fresh produce to snacks and delicious meat and cheese trays, Fairway has everything you need to fuel your crew. Shop online for easy curbside pickup or check out their weekly ad in store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all your grocery needs. Good luck this fall to all area athletes from Fairway Owatonna.
16-14, Faribault Bethlehem Academy leading the number three seed, Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. For much of the season, the Knights had the best QRF ranking. In the section, as Tobin is serving. And a tip attempt by Quam ends up getting hit right back into her face. And Tobin hits it out. That's the second service error of this set. Jump serve by Quam, received by Huesel, gets the ball back, hits it off of the, it's deflected to Quam. Nice pass, it's passed over. Now back set by Kugler, punched over by Deans, popped up by Alexander. Quam comes up and hammers it to the back row. Becker picks it up. Set goes outside left. Deans on the angle. Quam gets to it. It's passed over by Boyum on the move. Now a little back hit by Usel, and Alexander's going to try a dump. It's an overpass that Olsen was going to try and get over, and in the net is called on the Cardinals. 17-16 here in the second set. Bethlehem Academy leads. Two-hand toss-up. Quam serving. Reception's made in the back row. The set, Usel flips it over. Alexander to Jarvis. Outside right, Olsen hammers it. Tobin got her arms up quick enough. It's passed over by Deans. Now the set, clear cross court. Ostertag angles it out. Cardinals trying to even this up at a set apiece. Brown comes in to serve. Aubrey Brown. I think I did say Amber earlier. She's a junior. Set goes the back row. Quam punches it over and in. That was nothing fancy either. Her first kill of this set. And the Cardinals just were slow to react. So Jarvis will serve from that left corner, flat-footed. Reception Becker. Tobin sets it to Usel, hits it over. Alexander to Jarvis, pops it up behind her Ostertag, tips it, it's blocked. Comes back over by Alexander. Becker gets it to Tobin to the center of the net. Usel wails on it. Alexander to the task. Quam comes up and does a two-hand pushover. Tobin hollered something out as Deans was heading the ball, and she hits it in the net. We're tied at 18 here in the second set. Jarvis, the libero for Kenyon Wanamingo with the black jersey top. Reception made by Becker, her counterpart. Back set right. It's in by Usel. Just a little dink at the sideline, and it was in. Her fifth kill, or four of them in this set. And Usel will now serve the senior with her team up 19-18 in a must-win set, in my opinion, for the Cardinals. There's a short serve that picked up by Olsen. Outside, they go to Ostertag, and it ends up in a kill. Two Cardinals in the back row looked at each other as the ball was hitting their arms. Kendall Johnson comes back in to serve. We're tied at 19 here in the second set. Johnson's serve is received in the back row. The set goes to the back row, angled. Jarvis is there, set to the center of the net, and Halga knows what to do with those. And she's pretty much getting free rein at the net. And the coaches of the Cardinals, they don't want to lose this set. 20-19, Kenyon Wanamingo leads, and Coach Boffin for the Cardinals, Christine Boffin, takes the timeout. She's assisted by Jill Strotman and Brianna Raditz. Managers, by the way, are Jenna Lippert and Emery Bartelt. And for Kenyon Wanamingo, Siri Quam, the head coach, assisted by Cheryl Dahl, Tara Haugen, and Taryn Bartel, is called the manager here for the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. They've had a phenomenal season. It would be a major upset, obviously, if the 10-win Cardinals, despite their incredible pedigree in volleyball in Minnesota, were to knock off this state-ranked team that had the best QRF ranking in this section most of the year. I think they have the second best now, if I remember right. Those are all numbers. They got to do it on the floor. Johnson serving. Receptions made by Becker. Dean sets it to Hacker, and Quam with a save there. A nice dig. Passed over by Jarvis on the third hit. Quick set. It almost ends up in an overpass. And then Dienst has her legs come out from under as she's trying to do a tip drill at the net. And there were three Knights there. I guess I'll give that one to Lindell. Haugen was there. Ostertag was there. Dienst was there. And Gerald was there. And for the Cardinals, 21-19. 4 points away from getting a stranglehold on the match are the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. Deans gets it back on the court from out of bounds. It's passed over by Tobin and very wide and very long. Cardinals will take another timeout. They have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 errors in this set. Not bad at all, but they're mounting here late. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 errors for Kenyon Wanamingo, too. That's been a well-played set. 22-19. The Knights lead, trying to get a stranglehold on the match, ran away with the first set by a score of 25-11. In volleyball, that's a runaway. Cardinals were hoping to even this thing up, and it looked partway through like they might get her done. But again, only 3 points away from winning this set are the Knights. 6 points away are the Cardinals. So they're going to need some help from the Knights. Johnson is serving, the junior setter for Kenyon Wanamingo. Left to right on your radio dial. Reception, Becker. Deans is going to set it out to Gerald. She'll flip it to the corner, and Quam gets to it, but not quick enough. That was a set play out of the timeout. The freshman, Gerald, gets set up with a play. 22-20. Kenyon Wanamingo leads. You can't have any mistakes the rest of the way, either team. Deans gets the serve. Quam picks it up. There's a set to Ostertag, punches it over. Becker on the move. Deans gets to it. It's hammered by Tobin, partially blocked, and it'll be a kill. 22-21, Kenyon Wanamingo. Serving is the sophomore Deans for the Cardinals. She and Tobin do everything with this team. And it's in the net. Boy, you can't have those. At this point, now you just got the Knights 2 points away from winning the set. Jacobson comes in to serve. Reception's made by Becker. Nice pass. Deans back sets it. Hacker hits it and gets the kill. Nothing fancy with that hit. But she gets her second kill, the sophomore. 23-22, Kenyon Wanamingo. Becker does want to give the ball back. Received by Jarvis. Perfect pass, quick set, put down by Haugen. She knows how to terminate a ball. Eighth kill of this set. 12 of the night already, and we're only in the second set. 24-22, set point. Knights almost an ace by Haugen on the serve, and actually it is going to be an ace in my book. You can't get it over. 25-22. Kenyon Wanamingo wins the second set. It was a very competitive one, but the Knights do come out on top. 25-22, or Security State Bank of Kenyon set report.
Fall Golf Fun is heating up at Insights Wing in Owatonna. Sign up now for their two-person Fun Fall Scramble League. 8 weeks, eight iconic courses, October 27th through December 21st. With multiple flights, handicap scoring, cash prizes, giveaways, and flexible scheduling, it's the perfect way to keep your swing sharp all season long. Enjoy it all in their virtual clubhouse featuring indoor golf, sit-down dining, and a fully stocked bar. Register today at InsightsWingGolf.com.
The Security State Bank of Kenyon is proud to be partnering with Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to provide grants to the Kenyon Area Foundation and Goodhue County Habitat for Humanity. The foundation receives $2,000, Habitat $10,000 from the Member Impact Fund. It's a matching grant program. Security State Bank of Kenyon has been Kenyon's hometown bank for over 90 years. As a family-owned and operated bank, they are dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and other consumers. It's why the Security State Bank of Kenyon says, personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Need a workhorse? Get behind the wheel of a Coyote tractor and feel the difference. Built to outwork, outlast, and outperform, Coyote is the name pros trust. Tough terrain, heavy loads, no problem. Coyote was made for this. Don't settle. Power up your property with a Coyote today. Stop in and check out the full line at your local Coyote dealer, Northland Farm Systems, 2250 Austin Road in Owatonna, or online at northlandfarmsystems.com.
Well, the Knights are one set away from a sweep here tonight. Here are my very unofficial statistics from the second set. It was very competitive, very tough, and both teams were very efficient. The Knights had only 5 errors in that set, 7 errors for the Cardinals. Cardinals had 16 kills, and there were 16 kills also by Kenyon Wanamingo, according to my ledger. It was only a 3-point win for Kenyon Wanamingo, but a win's a win. And they're up 2 sets to none after running away with the first set 25-11. So the third set, obviously the Knights If they win it, they get to move on to Rochester Tuesday. We'll be there. I'm sure. ...7:30 Tuesday night. And the bracket is cut off between Lewiston-Altura, and I can't remember who Lewiston-Altura plays tonight, but they play the winner of that match. Lewiston-Altura is the sixth seed, and the Cardinals would be the favorites. And they've got 16-17 wins, so next round is the quarterfinal round, I do believe, so you're getting deeper into a very tough section. The quick set. Haugen gets a kill to start the third set. So Audrey continues her dominance. It's 1-0 Kenyon-Wanamingo. Johnson is serving. Reception Uzel bending over. Hacker angles it. Johnson is there. Jarvis from the center of the court, outside left. And a Lindell kill. That's her eighth of the night. 2-0. Johnson hits it hard, and that's going to be an ace. Cardinals can't come up with it. 3-0. Kenyon-Wanamingo. Johnson will try to do it again. Flat-footed hammer. Reception. Uzel. Deans back sets it. Hacker just to get me over hit. And a little miscommunication there between Quam and Johnson. And Hacker gets her third just get me over kill. Becker serving. The libero for the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy. Outside left goes the serve, and Liddell crushes it. That's her ninth kill of the night. She has no hitting errors. Serving is Jacobson. She was on a tear of the first set when Kenyon-Wanamingo ran away. Cardinals just get the ball over on the third pass. Outside they go to Quam. She rapidly gets over to the ball. There's a push by Kendall Johnson deep. Uzel's going to back set it. On the move, Tobin gets it over. Set to the center. Put down again by Haugen. They've had no answer for her. 5-1. Kenyon-Wanamingo trying to sweep the Cardinals and head off to Rochester on Tuesday night. The late game, 7:30. Jacobson serve is received by Deans. Quick set by Tobin, and Gerald hits it into the net. Six to one, Kenyon-Wanamingo here in the third set. Right corner, short toss. Receptions made. Uzel set Tobin outside left. It's hit over by Eckert, and they're going to call a double hit on the Cardinals. They only call that on passes these days. That's a new rule, but it is a rule. And Coach Bothan says, I need a timeout. And boy, does she ever. 7-1, Kenyon-Wanamingo. Third set. If they win the match. Here we're in the castle at Kenyon-Wanamingo High School. Section 1A, volleyball on KDHO.
At Community Resource Bank, they're more than just a place to manage your money. They're your neighbors, your supporters, your financial partners. Whether you're starting fresh or planning ahead, the team at Community Resource Bank is ready to help with banking that fits your life. Stop in, say hi, and see why more people are choosing Community Resource Bank. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Faribault is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall is tailgating time. Have you planned your tailgate menu yet? Fairway has all of your game day party favorites with USDA choice steaks, fresh produce, snacks, and meat and cheese trays. Fairway meets all your game day needs. Shop online for curbside pickup or grab the weekly ad when you shop the store. Fairway Meat and Grocery, located in Faribault, is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all of your grocery needs.
7-1, Kenyon Wanamingo leads. Uzel just got a kill for Bethlehem Academy. Set play out of the timeout. It was from the attack line as Kugler comes in to serve for the Cardinals. Bella Kugler, the junior. Jump serve is going to be out. Kenyon Wanamingo. Serving is Haugen. Set goes to Tobin. Haugen pops it up in the back row. Lindell attacks it and just punches it over. Eckert gets to it outside left. They go to Uzel. She angles it. Quam was there. Now it's going to be passed over the net. Becker. Lindell again. The hammer. He's got 10 kills already. It's 9-2. Algen is serving. Reception made in the back row by Kugler. Deans bumps it out to Tobin. She'll hit it over the blockers. Lindell keeps it alive. The set goes to Quam, who wails on it. Becker's there. Comes back on the court from Dean. There's Lindell again. Great pickup by Becker. Out tipping at the net. For a second there was Haugen. Now it's hit over by Kugler. The set goes outside left, and Quam is blocked, and it stays inbound. Nine 3 Kenyon Wanamingo here in the third set. They're up 2-0. Tobin is serving for the Cardinals. Receptions made by Becker. Set goes to center. A block of a Haugen hit. That's one of the few they've had. Uzel blocked her. Uzel gets the ball back, passes it over. Now Johnson's going to set a cross court to Quam. It's the tip that Tobin bends over and picks up. Lindell pops it up. She'll get the ball back, and she on the move hits it. Becker ends up in an overpass. Quam hits it over. Quam goes back up, wraps it off the tape. Ball's popped by Kugler. Deans is going to just back set it over the net. The quick set goes to Haugen, who flips it over. The Cardinals keep it up as Deans gets it over the net. Now there's a back set right to Lindell again with a kill. She says, I'm going to get a full swing on this baby. And her fourth kill of the set, it's 10-3 as she's taken over this night. Coming in to serve is Alexander. Her jump serve is received by Uzel. Tobin back to Uzel. Had to reach back to get it. Now the back set goes right. It's angled by Quam. It'll be a kill for Quam. Her fifth of the night, 11-3, Kenyon Wanamingo. Trying to get everybody home early to see the Vikings game. Jump serve Eckert, Alexander. Eckert 7 on the Cardinals. And we're going to have a double hit. Again called on the Cardinals. 12-3. Alexander serving. The set goes outside left. Dienst angles it. Jarvis is there. The set, Alexander out to Quam. She's blocked, but it goes out of bounds. Her sixth kill of the night. That baby looked like it hit the top of the antenna after it was blocked. The jump serve for the right corner is received by Jarvis. Tobin's going to back set it over the net, and it's just out. That's their fifth mistake of this set. You got more mistakes than points to the Cardinals in this set, unfortunately for them. Kugler comes up to get that one. Saving it from going in the net was Alexander. And Boyum's going to get a kill. And on the move kill at that. And Coach Bothan says, boy, do we need a timeout. 15-3, Kenyon Wanamingo. Looks like they're well on their way to
Ken Rochester. Herbeck here. You want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, they'll show you the full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits your home and budget, because everyone can use a little more comfort. Turn to your local Carrier experts, Owatonna Heating and Cooling, today.
J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault is the place to go for the best food and fun around. Get signed up for bowling leagues now. It's not only a great time, but provides good exercise. The whole family can participate from the very young to the very old. It's a super place to have a kids or adult party with various packages available. The food is really good, too. J-Mo's has awesome ribs, the juiciest burgers, a 10-ounce steak that will satisfy your hunger pangs. Get gift cards to use for bowling, bowling accessories, or meals at J-Mo's Bowl, Faribault, where you always strike a great meal.
Yuzo almost had a kill there, and the Cardinals see the Knights celebrate after the point when it looked like Dienstedt put it down. What a great pickup. Fortunately, I missed it. We were coming back, and I pushed the wrong button. Jump serve, 16-3, an ace. Madden Alexander, the sophomore, picks up the ace. I think she's the one who picked up that last dig, too. 17-3. Her jump serve is received by Usel. Tobin goes outside to Deans. All she can do is pass it over the net. Jarvis pops it up. Quam just gets it over. Tobin is going to quick set it, and it's hit deep. Right there are the Cardinals, Knights Jacobson. Quam whapped it over. Now a two-hand push by Dienst. Elevating Alexander gets to it. They go outside right on the angle kill. Nice pickup there by Eckhart for the Cardinals. Dienst is going to try and slice it down the line. And right there is Quam. She gets the ball back. Hits it down the line. Tobin pops it up. Just inside the attack line. It's hammered over by Dienst. Reception Jacobson outside to Quam. Who's going to get the kill? No. Cardinals get it back over. The set is going to be a dump attempt by Alexander, that the Cardinals get two. Now the Knights are going to try a tip, and it's good by Claire Olson. Claire Olson, the fifth different player to get a kill in this set for the Knights, are up 18-3. And a service error for Alexander. That is the first error in this set by Kenyon Wanamingo. That's how efficient they've been. They were uber efficient in the first set, too. Edel comes in to serve. Had three aces on Monday. They need one now. Reception's made by Jacobson. The set goes out to Quam. She'll get the kill. Oh, wait a minute here. They say it was hit outside the antenna. Well, the official's blocking me for the antenna. Only he could see it, not me. So a hitting error. We got an ace by Edel. ...18-6. Kenyon Wanamingo. It would take quite a run to come back in this one. There's another ace by Edel. 18-7. Maggie's a senior. Went to the sideline that time. Ball's popped up, chased, and then they try to tip it into a block, and that never works. Usel ends up with a kill. 18-8. Kenyon Wanamingo. Edel's on a serving tear here. It just tickles the tape. Waterfall picked up there by Haugen. Haugen gets the ball back. It's punched up by Dienst. There's an attempt by Yusa to get it over. Boyum was there. The set goes outside left. Dienst hammers it. It's kept alive. No. And a lift is called. On the Knights. 18-9. Well, they were down by three. They've scored six straight. And then a dying quail for serve. Makes it 19-9. That ball never even made it to the net. Molly Quam serving two and toss up left corner. Reception's made by Becker. The quick set to the center is put out by Dienst. That's their seventh mistake of this set. They almost as many errors as points. Do the Cardinals. Quam serving. A little jump serve. Took something off of it. Back set right is Hangle. Angled and good for Uzel. Well, that was more miscommunication by Kenyon Wanamingo, but Uzel will get it. And I know Coach Quam has me a little concerned. We've had a few of those miscommunication things happen in this particular night. 20-10, Kenyon Wanamingo. Uzel serving an ace. Coach Quam takes the timeout. 20-11, Knights. Hey, you'll always be a hit when you gift your gift to Todgy Jewelry downtown Kenyon. You don't want just any diamond. You want a Todgy Jewelry.
Owatonna Auto Clinic has the cure when that check engine light comes on. Let the car doctors get to work diagnosing the issue with a prescription to get it back on the road fast. The experts at Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose the issue, fixing only what needs to be repaired. That's how they've earned their reputation for honesty. They handle routine service too, like brakes and suspension work. The vehicle prescriptions always at Owatonna Auto Clinic, 902 Hoffman Drive. Check out owatonnaautoclinic.com.
You train hard. You play harder. Now it's time to level up. The Minnesota Air National Guard isn't just a part-time job, it's a launch pad. Get elite training, real-world experience, and college paid for while staying close to home. You've got the drive. We've got the mission. Call 1-800-835-3764. Your future doesn't wait. Neither do we.
Ava Flom is back, is in the game, a senior setter for Kenyon Wanamingo. Kind of classy move there. Coach Quam getting her in her last home match here in the castle. They're running away with this up 20-12. Serving as Uzel. Ball's picked up by Quam. Flom sets up. Boyum would have just a little tip. Uzel comes up with that. Now Tobin's going to go outside left to Dienst on the angle. It's going to be a kill. Make it 20-13. Flom's going to check out, and Alexander's going to check back in. As the Cardinals have come to within seven here, they were down 18-3 at one point. Ball's popped up. Alexander's going to set it outside left, and Ostertag hits it in the net. Cardinals trying to come back. 18-3 is quite a comeback if they come back from that. I don't know if I've ever seen that. There's a jump set that's pushed and good at the center of the net by Boyum for the kill. Her fourth or third of the night. 4 points away from a sweep are the Knights. Jarvis serving. It tickles the tape. Tobin's going to end up with a diving dig and kill in the same process. As Jarvis tried to pick it up, went out of her hands and out of bounds. 21-15, Kenyon Wanamingo. Dienst is serving for the Cardinals. They don't want to give the ball back. Reception, Jarvis pops it up nearly to the Raptors. Alexander gets it back outside the court. It's hit by Claire Olson, and it's touched by the Cardinals. So Olson ends up with her third kill of the night. 22-15 is our score. Serving is Johnson. Reception is made by Becker. Ball's bumped outside left. Tobin angles it. Jarvis is there. The set, Kendall outside left. It's hit down the line. Becker's there. Dean's going to set up Tobin, and she'll hit it into the net. 2 points away from a sweep of the Knights. 23-15. Johnson serves. You're always a hit when you get your gifts at Todgy Jewelry Kenyon, celebrating 50 years in business, 50% off A lot of stuff in their store. Lindell wheels on it. Hacker's right there. Hacker calls for it. Uh-oh. They have to scramble to even get it over the Cardinals. There's a quick set, a block of the hit, and then Hogan tried to hit it over with her left hand and says, I'm not very good at that. 23-16. Becker is serving. Cardinals don't want to give the ball back. Reception's made by Jarvis. Johnson's going to set it outside left. Lindell says, I'm getting a full swing. And two Cardinals nearly clunk heads trying to get to that ball. And we're at match point for Kenyon Wanamingo. That was Lindell's fifth kill of this set. As the fans are on their feet on the Kenyon Wanamingo side, there's a pushover by Dienst. Jarvis. Johnson back sets it. Lindell with a termination. 25-16. Lindell brings him home. Boy, did she have a night. She had 13 kills tonight in three sets. Three in the first, four in the second, and six in the third by my ledger, which is clearly unofficial. I'll have some statistics for you and some final comments as the Bethlehem Academy Cardinal volleyball season comes to an end tonight. They finish their year 10-19 and lose to a very good state-ranked Bethlehem Academy team. I'll tell you what, that second set, they almost completed a win there. They wanted to get that win as Coach Bothan is hugging her team, going through the line and hugging each and every one. We'll be back in the castle. You're in tune to KDHLAM in Faribault, Minnesota, a Town Square media station. Don't go away. We've got some
Todd G. Jewelry in downtown Kenyon is celebrating 50 years in business this year with some incredible savings on Howard Miller grandfather clocks, wall clocks, Schneider cuckoo clocks, sparkling jewelry, awesome watches can also be found there. Everyone in this part of the country knows Todd G. Jewelry is your diamond headquarters. Nobody knows diamonds like Larry Todd G. Your loved one doesn't want just any diamond. They want a Todd G. Jewelry diamond. Stop by soon and congratulate Larry on his 50 years providing oohs and ahs when people open their Todgy gifts.
Harley's Auto Salvage has been in business over a half century, serving people through their like magic nationwide parts locator. New and used auto parts. Check out their large supply of new and used tires. 30-day warranty on electronics, 60-day warranty on all motors and transmissions with extended warranties available.
Cody here with Harley's Auto Salvage. Haven't been here in a while? Stop in and check out our drive-thru recycling building. You can recycle your aluminum cans, copper, brass, and metal. And of course, we're always here to help you get that newer used auto part. Harley's Auto Salvage.
The Security State Bank of Kenyon is proud to be partnering with Federal Home Loan Bank of Des Moines to provide grants to the Kenyon Area Foundation and Goodhue County Habitat for Humanity. The foundation receives $2,000, Habitat $10,000 from the Member Impact Fund. It's a matching grant program. Security State Bank of Kenyon has been Kenyon's hometown bank for over 90 years. As a family-owned and operated bank, they are dedicated to the financial needs of area farmers, businesses, and other consumers. It's why the Security State Bank of Kenyon says, personal service, it's our style. Member FDIC and Equal Housing.
Bethlehem Academy in Faribault has made a difference in the lives of students since 1865. An authentically Catholic 6 through 12 Dominican prep school, Bethlehem Academy's long tradition of excellence empowers students to achieve personal, spiritual, and academic excellence. Generations of Bethlehem Academy graduates have grown in the Dominican pillars of prayer, study, community, and service. Be who God meant you to be at Bethlehem Academy. Find out more at bacards.com.
Well, your final scores in this one. Kenyon Wanamingo gets the sweep, 25-11, 22-16. In the process, these are the totals, at least my score pad, which is not by any means official. I had Kenyon Wanamingo with 44 kills on the three sets and 16 total errors. I had the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy with 32 total kills and 24 total errors. We'll look at some individual statistics for each team right after.
Owatonna Auto Clinic has the cure when that check engine light comes on. Let the car doctors get to work diagnosing the issue with a prescription to get it back on the road fast. The experts at Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose the issue, fixing only what needs to be repaired. That's how they've earned their reputation for honesty. They handle routine service too, like brakes and suspension work. The vehicle prescriptions always at Owatonna Auto Clinic, 902 Hoffman Drive. Check out owatonnaautoclinic.com.
Fairway Meat and Grocery in Owatonna is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Fall means tailgating time. Are you ready for your game day party? From USDA choice steaks and fresh produce to snacks and delicious meat and cheese trays, Fairway has everything you need to fuel your crew. Shop online for easy curbside pickup or check out their weekly ad in store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. for all your grocery needs. Good luck this fall to all area athletes from Fairway Owatonna.
Specialty Personnel Services can solve both sides of work-related problems. For employees, they can put you to work in a short period of time with employers that are in need of your skills. For you employers, Specialty Personnel Services has a list of potential employees that have the skill set to excel on your company's team. Don't waste time chasing want ads. Let the professionals work for you. They do specializing in construction and manufacturing jobs. Specialty Personnel Services in Owatonna. Call 451-5773. In Austin, 433-5570.
Halloween deals are at Cashwise Foods. Sink your fangs into Greater Omaha's 81% lean ground beef for $4.99 a pound or Samson's seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound. Don't miss our two-day sale Friday and Saturday. Spooktacular deals like buy one, get one free Hillshire Farm Little Smokies and raspberries two for $4. Plus, Cashwise has all the candy, party supplies, and wickedly fresh ingredients for a spooky good time. Cashwise, your Halloween fun starts here. Cashwise Foods.
Yeah, Halloween's just around the corner. Good thing about me is I never have to buy a mask. Anyway, Kenyon Wanamingo was led tonight by Audrey Haugen with 14 kills. Addie Lindell had 13 kills. Anna Ostertag had 6. Molly Quam had 6. And then Sam Boyum and Claire Olson each had 3. So 6 different nights had more than one kill on the night. I'll check out the Cardinals scoring right after
Minnesota
this.
Coaches Incorporated is proud to transport teams, athletes, cheerleaders, and coaches, getting you to the game all season long. Since the 1930s, they've been your trusted full-service charter planner, serving local communities with safe, reliable travel. From private charters and school trips to tour groups, sports teams, and church outings, they've got you covered. Minnesota Coaches Incorporated, full-service travel with peace of mind. Visit MinnesotaCoaches.com or call 507-334-5121 today.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance has been protecting people in the Wanamingo area with agents who know the community. Daryl Clavin and Bonnie Herman are joined by Faribault Insurance and GMI Insurance Wanamingo to provide auto, farm insurance, homeowners, business owners, workers' comp, inland marine, and umbrella liability protection. Phone 507-824-2912 for details. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, a nonprofit company developed to help neighbors. Main office located at 209 Main Street, Wanamingo.
Well, the final stats for the Cardinals at Bethlehem Academy. Just 2 girls with more than 5 kills. 11 for Sarah Tobin and 9 for Madeline Usel. Michaela Dienst finished with 2. Aaliyah Hacker had 3. And Chloe Gerald had 1. So just not enough offensive oomph tonight with 32 total kills in the 3 sets. And again, a majority of those, 16 of them, came in the second set. They had only 7 in the third and 4 in the first. Meanwhile, good ball dispersal by the Kenyon Wanamingo Knights. They ended up with 14 kills in the first set, 16 in the second, and 14 in the third. We'll wrap things up from the castle.
Finding
right
health insurance
this.
Can be stressful. Beth Fanning Hange of Fanning & Associates has 35 years of experience helping people just like you. And she does this by getting to know you. Beth meets with all her clients in person. If sitting on hold and trusting your personal information to strangers isn't for you, give Beth a call and she'll find the best option for your needs from multiple providers. Or if you just want to find out if you're currently paying too much, call Beth at Fanning & Associates in downtown Dodge Center. A consultation doesn't cost a thing.
Well, the Vikings are behind 14-3 in the second quarter, 6 minutes and 14 seconds to go. 14-3, the Chargers on top of the Minnesota Vikings. So that's what's going on in L.A. We will, I'm sure, be there Tuesday when Kenyon Wanamingo plays their next match. Don't know who they're going to play yet. The favorite team to be there would be Lewiston Altura. You're getting into the quarterfinals. You're getting into some pretty good teams now, right? You're getting into some pretty good teams. You end up in the quarterfinals. You're in the Sweet 16. That's what they've entered, the Sweet 16. I'm penciling them in the bracket here that I've got behind this program. Other matches tonight had Lyle Pacelli at Nurhag, Houston at Mabel Canton, Wabasha Kellogg at Grand Meadow, Leroy Ostrander at Alden Conger, Southland was at Spring Grove, and Hayfield was in Harmony to play Fillmore Central tonight. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning during our sports at 7:40, courtesy of Community Resource Bank. They brought you tonight's match along with a bunch of other sponsors. Community Resource Bank has branches in Faribault, in Northfield, in Cannon Falls, and in Roseville. We appreciate their assistance in this coverage, and we hope you appreciate it as well. I want to thank the good folks at Taji Jewelry. Downtown Kenyon, Larry is celebrating 50 years in business. You'll be a hit when you get your next gift at Taji Jewelry in downtown Kenyon. You don't want just any diamond. You want a Taji Jewelry diamond. Last time I was in the store, he had so many things on sale for half price for his 50 years in business. It's incredible. You got to get in there, folks. I mean, seriously. A lot of things are marked half price. Majority of things are marked half off at the Taji Jewelry store. Security State Bank of Kenyon also brings you our Kenyon Wanamingo contest, and so we're looking forward to bringing you some more information from Rochester on Tuesday, and we'll see who they tangle with on Tuesday. Again, that's the late game, the 7:30 start. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll start at 7:30. There's a match before it, right? The two courts are going full bore. I don't know how the ladies do it, to be honest, with them high ceilings and them lights in your eyes and everything else. Wow. It's incredible. Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency also brings you our Kenyon Wanamingo matches all fall. They've done that. The Wanamingo, the Mutual Insurance Agency, keys to the match tonight were to cut down on their errors. They've had too many in the last couple of matches, and boy, did they ever. Only 16 total errors. That's not bad at all. That's a little more than five a set, and any coach would take five errors average per set, any coach. And the Cardinals weren't too bad in terms of that either. They only ended up with 24 errors. That's eight per set. I'd say that wasn't too bad either. They didn't go out with a whimper, even though the scores might look like it. 25-11, 22-16. Kenyon Wanamingo, quite frankly, is just that good. We got high school football for you on Saturday. The Triton Cobras, Section 1AA football, hosting the Caledonia Warriors, a perennial powerhouse. We'll get underway on Power 96, 95.9 on your FM dial at about 12:45, because Umyaya St. Olaf football comes your way every Saturday, this spot on the dial, 9:20 a.m. In your final scores for the final time from the castle at Kenyon Wanamingo High School tonight, Section 1, Class A, tournament volleyball action. The final match of the season here in the castle finds Kenyon Wanamingo sweeping the Cardinals of Bethlehem Academy 25-11, 22-16. Till next time, this is Gordy Cosfeld. Have a fantastic evening.